Well, hello there, my friend. Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to another week at the Daily Podcast. I'm in the studio. This is going to come out on Monday, and I hope you had a good weekend. If you're listening in real time, if you're checking in some other point, welcome aboard. Housekeeping, as always, please make sure you've subscribed to this humble little podcast. Hit that subscribe button, and everything else you need to know about me is on the website, jonathandoyle.co. What do I do? Speaking all around the world, global keynotes, conferences, staff training on a whole range of topics. So if you want to know more about what I do, it's all there at jonathandoyle.co. And Instagram, jdoylespeaks. You might want to check that out because next week I'm going to be on a speaking tour. And I'm actually planning to run a 25-kilometer round trip to the top of Mount Wellington. As regular listeners know, I've got a ultramarathon coming up on the 4th of May. So I got to get those Ks in. So I'm going to get out of the hotel. Well, I'm actually speaking till 11. I'm going to get off stage, race back to the hotel, get changed, and run. It's 2,000 meters of climbing, so 2 kilometers of vertical climbing on top of the 25K run. So if you're interested, make sure you're on Instagram because I will be doing that probably next Monday. So check that out. Friends, today I got a really simple message for you, but I think that the simple ones are often the most powerful. I really want to talk about your potential. I think we're living at a moment in history where it's extremely easy to not pursue your potential. Now, I don't obviously think that we ever fully reach it in this life. It's moving goalposts, right? There's always more. I think it's one of the incredible things about how we've been created. There is always more. And it's relative at different times, different ages. I say to a lot of my cycling friends that, there was a guy, and I think he was 100 and like something, and he broke the world record for, it's called the hour record. You have to ride as far as you can in 1 hour on a special track. Now, elite cyclists do this in the most ridiculous time, and, it's just phenomenal what they do. But here's the thing, right? You can still do it in different groupings, different ages. So this guy was over 100. And he won the hour record. He made the world record as a cyclist for that age category. So I say to my cycling friends that, I can still make it as a world champion. I just need to wait for everybody else to die. And then I still have a shot if I live that long. My point simply is that, different times and different seasons of our life, our potential to do certain things will be different. But that potential is always there. It just manifests in different ways in different seasons. But I don't think we're ever truly done. I don't think there's ever been a human that can sit back, relax, and say, well, that's it. I have completely achieved my potential. And the reason I want to talk to you about this today is because I've been watching a documentary on Apple TV Plus called The Dynasty. I'm a bit of an American football fan because I'm in the States so much. I like the game. I find it interesting. I find the energy and all the complexity behind it quite fascinating. And I've been watching this documentary called The Dynasty. It's on the New England Patriots. To all my American listeners that hate the Patriots, please forgive me. I know you guys get really passionate about this, but it tells the story in many ways of Tom Brady, who most of you would know is seen as the greatest American football quarterback in history. Love him or hate him, but there's a part where he's been through an enormous number of issues and scandals and setbacks, and everybody's saying that he's too old, he's too this, he's too that. So he comes out at this particular Super Bowl, 23 points behind, and just, it's literally like they scripted it in Hollywood. He just single-handedly basically wins the Super Bowl from 23 points behind. And there's a scene where they're interviewing him, and they're kind of trying to get to grips with what drives him. And it's obviously not the money, and he kind of already knows by this stage in his career that he's pretty much seen by everybody as the greatest quarterback ever. And they've won 5 Super Bowls at this point. So the question is, well, what keeps you going? And there's this candid moment where he basically says that all he was ever chasing was his own potential. Now, he wasn't chasing necessarily fame or adulation or even Super Bowl rings or, the next thing. He was simply trying to address the one question: can I achieve my potential? And I think it's an extraordinary way to live. I think it's the way that optimized people live. When you're optimized, when you're kind of really trying to get engaged with life, you realize, and I've said this to you guys many, many times, you don't win by running someone else's race. And in so many times over the years on this show, I've said, You know, that famous quote from John Duns Scotus in the 14th century where he said that every human comparison is essentially diabolical, which means that every way in which we compare ourselves to someone else and feel inadequate is essentially, the way it's expressed by that particular philosopher, it's satanic. You know, God creates us. He gives us all this remarkable ability and potential. And all he asks of you and me is that we pursue our potential. You see, I can't pursue yours. Just last week, I said on the show, you know, that I can't do your push-ups for you and you can't do my push-ups for me. That's the unique thing about push-ups, right? We all got to do our own thing. We all got to do our own work. So I was struck by that somebody at that level of success was really still interested in that one question. How good can you be? So I'm speaking next week. I'm doing a week on virtues-based leadership for 4 separate leadership teams. And, you know, I've been working hard on the preparation and I am still fascinated. Like, I don't sort of come at it from the question of, am I achieving my potential? I come at it more now from, how effectively can I serve people? Like, how much of a blessing can I try and be for the time that I'm in front of people? I really want to help people, because if I don't, I'm just standing on stage making noise, right? So the goal is to keep trying to get a little bit better so that I can be a little bit more effective for others. So I just ask you today to look into your life and think about that question. What do you feel about your own potential? Do you feel like you're just killing time in some way? Do you feel like you're stuck somewhere? You see, being stuck is not your destiny. It's not what you were created for. We're all going to have seasons of being stuck. We're all going to have times when we're not quite sure exactly which way to go. But the thing is to keep moving, to keep trying. You know, Karen would say that if I had one X factor, it's that, just perseverance, just the ability to keep going. I think it's why I run marathons. It's a metaphor for life. It's why I run ultra marathons, because it's just like, keep going, keep going, keep going. So my friend, my heart for you today is that you'll ask yourself the tougher questions. What are you put here to do? Are you doing what you're put here to do? Are you operating at the best level that you can operate at, given the unique skills and abilities you have? If you have children, I mean, all you have to do is look at your own kids and say to yourself, you know, is your desire for your own kids that they're average? I mean, do you look at your kids and say, you know, the one thing I hope for my child is that they're really mediocre? Of course you don't. You know, what's the one thing you love if you're a parent? When your kid's doing well, you're like, that's great. Keep going. Do more of it. One of my kids just got, you know, nominated for a regional swimming championships, and she's really shy. She doesn't like talking about it. She gets embarrassed if there's any fuss around her. But I'm like, well, you know, what's my response? I'm like, I didn't go up to her and go, what are you doing? Like, seriously, could you just get back in your box, please, and stay average? I'm like, we're not trophy parents. We're not like whispering in her ear while she's asleep, swim faster. You know, but we're stoked for her. We're like, cool. She's taking her skills and she's using them and she's doing well. That's how God looks at you. Like, you've got these skills, you've got these talents. We just got to put them to use. My friend, get after that potential. That's the message today. Look in your life, do some journaling, ask yourself the tough questions, and then get after it. Just take that next step. Keep doing the things that are hard to do. All right, please make sure you've subscribed. Jump on Instagram at jdoylespeaks if you want to see my adventures next week, running up ridiculous mountains, and everything else is on the website, jonathandoyle.co. If you want me to do some training with your staff on peak performance, personal excellence, self-leadership, all of that stuff, it is there on the website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friends. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Podcast, and you and I are going to talk again tomorrow.